Three, two, one. Welcome back to another episode of Shit That Goes On In Our Heads. I am G-Rex with my favorite partner in crime.
And I'm Dirty Skittles. I always try to recreate the original. And I'm Dirty, remember? And I was like, oh, I sound like a film sex operator.
Well, you do. But, you know, I'm okay with that. Because, you know, it keeps our listeners coming back, I guess. Because they don't come back to listen to my squealy little voice, okay? Because I sound 12 on a good day.
Well, I mean, I don't know what kind of listeners we want. If we want them to keep coming back only to hear my voice, like, what does that say, you know?
I'm Dirty Skittles.
But look at us, bud. What season is it? What are we wrapping?
We're wrapping season 5.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Like, it's wild.
It's wild. It's been an awesome season, right? So we celebrated our 1 year anniversary. We hit 300,000 downloads.
Crazy.
We had a press release go out about the podcast. We launched our newsletter after a year. Yeah, it's been crazy. And we're booked with guests.
Yeah.
And every guest has like such amazing stories, right? And everybody's been vulnerable and open and that's why I love this. And like, I've bought more books in the last, I don't know, year than I bought in like 20 years.
Yeah. My library is very divided in like spicy audiobooks and then self-help section because all of our guests have been so amazing to either recommend something or to actually have created it themselves. So,
yeah. It's just been such an amazing season. I mean, you know, we started out with KK and Mercy, you know, both on the sobriety path and, you know, just the resilience that both of them had and, you know, self-love, self-help, you know, all those things, you know, they're rolling it all up. And, you know, and then I got to share my story.
Yeah.
You asked me crazy questions that I wasn't ready for.
All right. So, I mean, let's do the rundown, right? Because I think to wrap up this season, G-Rex and I want to kind of give some insight in what we learned.
Yeah.
Recording it. So you already mentioned we had KK and Marcy. You did an episode. We had Andrew, Mari, Emma G, Nakoa, Heather, and Ruth.
Right.
Could you hear the paper? Is this ASMR?
Yeah.
I had to make notes. I actually like wrote notes. I'm not as fancy with the, you know, you did some fancy shit.
I did.
I had like a format and everything. I was like, look.
You know why? Because I'm ancient. And if I don't write shit down, I'm going to forget about it. Right? Like, don't ask me what color underwear I wore yesterday because I'm not going to be able to tell you. But you ask me something that happened 20 years ago, I'll be able to spiel that off like it's nobody's business.
Yeah. Hey, you have a typewriter still?
Fuck you. No.
I'm just fucking with you. So yeah, let's talk about KK. Her journey with sobriety, but what lessons did you learn from that episode? Was there anything that you took away and you're carrying with you today?
Yeah, like that you don't need alcohol to have a good time, right? And yeah. That you, when you step away from something, you have so much more clarity. Yeah, why the alcohol was great, it can help numb the pain, you know, coming off of that or coming off of a hangover. The pain's still going to be there, right? But now it's not numbed. And now you really need to think about it. So what I learned is that, you know, life's a journey, right? And that by making small adjustments to what we would be our normal, probably you like change the way that we view our day to day.
Yeah. And for me, listening to KK's episode, it was more metaphorical, kind of. I mean, maybe not metaphorical. So she's her stepping away and into a life of sobriety. There was one part where I remember learning, like, it was more than that, right? Like, she, you know, I mean, I knew of her, right? Like, she was associated so much with like the party version of herself, right? And so stepping out of that and redefining who she was, one thing that I kind of learned from that is, we all sort of do that with one thing or another. It doesn't necessarily have to be alcohol or your journey to sobriety. But if there is a certain lifestyle or something that you're associated with, we change as humans and we grow and we become something, a different version of ourselves. And how scary must that be to no longer be associated, that you're redefining who you are to maybe that same group of friends. And you may lose friends and you may make new ones along that way, but it's such a strong and empowering story to listen to. And I loved that. Like, for me, I was like, damn, I can totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
It was very empowering.
Like, the same group of friends I had in my 20s, I probably have nothing in common with them now, right? Because I've changed. I've grown. I've walked away from things that no longer, what's that word I'm looking for? See, here's another thing I'm going to wake up at midnight and think of, oh, that was a question. They add no value, right? And
yeah, they serve their purpose. Like,
right.
Yeah, you have chapters, I think, or seasons in life, and it could be filled with different people, you know?
Yeah. Well, look, this season's filled with you. It's awesome.
This season. And shit that goes on in our heads. G-Rex is still hanging around Dirty Skittles. That's my movie man voice. It kind of bleeds into what you were saying with Marcy. Marcy and KK both kind of talking about their trips. They didn't pay for them, but
no,
maybe they did. I don't know. No, but you know what I mean? Their journey into sobriety. Right. I felt, and this is going to be weird, so Marcy, I'm sorry if you didn't feel this connection, but I felt so connected to Marcy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I felt like I knew her, or that I had known her before. I don't know why. I don't know why. And I still can't really pinpoint it. She was just so vulnerable about her childhood and how that impacted her as an adult, and then her struggles with sobriety as an adult, and like what her life is now. And I don't know. I just connected with her story so much.
Yeah. And too. And, you know, I've connected with her over social media. And her, you know, her show, Wake Up with Marcy, I mean, they talk about a lot of the same things that you and I talk about, except they do it in front of an audience. We do it over a microphone, which I'm completely fine with.
Because, yes. Don't put us in front of a group of people.
Yeah, don't put us on camera. Thank you. But like, her story really resonated, you know, like with all the childhood stuff that she had to go through and how she just kind of pulled herself up by the bootstraps. And went on to go out and like make a difference. And she makes a difference every day, right? She's so inspiring and so empowering. And she's just like a good person, right?
Her episode, I was just like looking at my notes, and her episode, I remember coming to this realization at some point in my life, but like listening to Marcy too, she mentioned finding this time where like you recognize your parents as individuals and not just your parent. And so some of the mistakes that they may have made, like, you know, in your upbringing, were made because like they're an individual and they were going through their own type of shit and they're just doing their best, or whatever that looks like for them is because of what they're going through. So it's just weird. It's a weird thing to like, as a child, look at your parent as an individual and not your mom or your dad, you know. I remember learning that on hers and thinking like, oh shit, I remember when that happened for me.
Yeah. So it was, you know, both those episodes were so empowering and I loved how open and vulnerable they were.
Yes.
And they, you know, and it's such a hard thing to talk about, right? Like nobody wants to admit that they have a problem, but it's hard. And they went out and they made a difference, right? Not just for their own lives, but for, you know, other people's lives too.
Yeah, I know.
So awesome.
Cheers to KK and Marcy. Good job.
Yes.
And then, that's my drums.
Is that your drums? Like, I don't hear them.
Oh, do you want to know? It's fine. We don't need to do the drum.
I'm going to have our editor put a little drum sound in there.
Yeah, because we got to talk to you next. We got to re-interview, meet G-Rex again. Who is G-Rex after a year? And I said it then, I'll say it again, and do not cry, because we have a lot more to talk about after your episode. But just how proud I am of you, because truly a year of growth. And I know you're in such a good place now compared to where you were. but I know you're still on your journey of healing. And I just loved that, like you mentioned, we got the year anniversary under our belt. But for me, more importantly, was a year anniversary to the day that changed your life forever and calling 988. And yep. You actually being able to now celebrate a holiday in December and put up a tree. And I know that I keep saying that, but like, I just think like there's joy now in that time of year. And I think that's crazy. Like, I'm like, I love that for you.
Yeah. And, you know, the fact that for 2 years now, you know, Valentine's Day has rolled around and it's actually been a happy day. And I felt joy and I felt love. And I have so much clarity now. And I'm glad that people see me as a story of hope. But, you know, I still get depressed. I just have different ways of dealing with it now. And I don't hold shit in anymore because, you know, we all know that once I found my voice, I can't shut the fuck up. So I have so much to be thankful for, but I'm going to say the podcast has helped me immensely. Like, we were out there, we're making a difference every day. Every time somebody listens to one of our episodes, they're learning something new, right? Live, love, laugh. And, you know, not all of our stories are funny or have any funny anecdotes in it. But we're still learning and we're still thriving. And, you know, I'm still trying to write my fucking book. Like, if I could just get that middle, if I could just get the middle chapter written, I'd be so much better.
Maybe that needs to come on its own time.
And that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You know, that's something my therapist said too. She's like, when it'll come to you when it comes to you. But, you know, it's a trauma block. And, you know, it was a really difficult time in my life. And I don't ever want to be that terrified again, ever.
So maybe you need to give yourself some grace. Like, maybe you're just not ready to write that chapter and there's nothing wrong with that. You'll get there.
I just want to get that shit out of my head so it's someplace else. And like I said, if nobody reads my book, I'm completely fine with that. It will be full of the word fuck in it. So, yeah. If you can't get past the word fuck, then don't read the book.
Well, I'm looking forward to your next anniversary day. And see what other new memories you've made and what other new tools you've gotten. And maybe you will have started that chapter.
Well, I have to thank you too, because I mentioned this on my episode that you take pictures of things that make you happy. And then when you're sad, you go back and look at them. I just did that this week. I was having a moment and I was like, I went to my folder and I looked at all the things that made me happy and I immediately felt better.
Yeah.
So see, you're teaching me too. I may not teach you jack shit, but you're teaching me things. So, you know, we're good.
You're teaching me stuff like real life skills, like what type of deer food to put in my yard, how to keep the spiders not being lit on fire because they're guarding my tomatoes. No, I'm just kidding. Obviously, I mean, selfishly, I learn a lot from our guests and from you every time we record. So I take notes. Like, you see me writing shit down, like just today, like look at all these fucking post-its. Like, I literally will take notes because if I can write it while I'm learning it, then it like sticks. So I'm one of those people.
Can I teach you a lesson today? It's the art of not giving a fuck. Okay. And can you maybe not wait until you're 60 to learn that lesson?
I think there's some things that I don't give a fuck about.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not at the all encompassing.
Can you say that word?
Encompassing.
I can't say that word.
The general don't give a fuck. I haven't gotten there yet. There's specific I don't give a fucks, but not the general.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, Andrew.
Oh, my God.
Can I tell you? So this is going to be like, I feel like this is a selfish thing to say again. And maybe it's not. Maybe this is something I'll have to work through in therapy, but Andrew's episode, his way of life and his philosophy of life and the what are you running from, what are you running to, like all of that was very insightful and very new, a new way of thinking for me, right? But one of my biggest, I will never forget that episode, is because I think Andrew is maybe the second guest that I've felt the most vulnerable with. And I I don't even know if he specifically asked me a question about myself or if I, like, I feel like I might have revealed probably a little bit, like, oh, I said something that, like, normally I would have kept to myself. So, like, I was able to be vulnerable with Andrew. And I like, it was just in the moment, like, truly getting lost in the moment of speaking with somebody about that way of life and the fear of failure. And reframing that, because not every failure is a failure. Sometimes failures are success. And that was very meaningful to me because I tend to not do shit if I'm afraid I'll fail at it. That's right. A real big fear for me. So I think that's why I felt so vulnerable with Andrew, and I will never forget his episode. Like, that will always stand out to me as I got to be vulnerable on that one. You know,
you did. And, you know, I'm so proud of you for being vulnerable, thanks. Because I know it's so different from you. You're usually very guarded.
Yes.
In person, you're very guarded. Put you behind a mic, not so much. But in person, very guarded.
I'm good at asking other people questions.
We're gonna answer them. You know what? We're gonna turn the tables, because like in season 6, I might have to like turn the table and ask you those crazy questions. Just saying. One of the things that I learned from Andrew is not letting people rent space in my head, right? Or memories, things. I've been really good lately about pushing that shit out of my head, because you don't get to live there rent free.
Right.
You either have a mission, you have a vision, or it's something that's going to help me. If it's none of those, you don't get to make it up to my head. I got enough shit up there as it is. I don't need to add additional shit that's not going to be helpful to me.
I hear you. So, man.
Yeah, I loved his episode. I love the fact that he lives in Bermuda too.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
Just fucking cool, dude. After Andrew, we had Mari.
Yeah. She battled depression for 20 fucking years before they kind of figured out what was going on. Like, what is wrong with our system?
You know what, though? In her episode, or my takeaway from that episode was that therapy can look different. It's not always like the clinical sense of sitting, like laying on the couch and talking to a psychologist, right? Like, it can be in different forms. And it just proves that different therapy works differently for different people, right? Like, nothing is ever going to be a one size fits all.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what I gathered from it too, is that, you know, person-on-person therapy may not work for you.
Yeah.
But, you know, don't give up, because there's so many modalities out there now.
Right.
That you know, you'll find something that works for you. And like, even for me, I had to go through 3 therapists before I found the one that really clicked.
You got to date your therapist. It's not in the romantic sense, but like speed date. Yeah. If they don't work date. For you, keep that shit moving, bud. But yeah. And also just to add on, like, energy is different too. So like, I liked that whole thought of like, different energies and energy healing. And it was just a different way of clearing
the air. And like, you know what? Life is too short to be in your head, right? Talk to somebody, do something. And, you know, even just like circling back to me, like, I put in the work to get better. I could have sat around and still been depressed, but I didn't want to stay in that place anymore.
Right.
Because I was not happy.
Right, man. I hear you.
And then after Murray, we had Emma G. And I am still working on my song.
That is my favorite thing. And as cheesy as it probably is going to sound, I was walking through Target and there was a mom and like a teenage daughter, right? And you could just, the energy, you could clearly see that these two were not having, they weren't their favorite person, right? That day. And yeah, I just remember looking at the daughter and she just looks so fucking miserable. And in my mind, I was like, God, I wonder what her song sounds like. And then I was like, God damn it. I was like, oh shit. But it's true. Like, now, what I loved about Emma's episode is it can be very difficult sometimes to find the right words to. Maybe not even difficult to find the right words. It can be hard to be vulnerable and to speak and to share your feelings and emotions in just like a conversation like this.
Right.
But the thought and the knowledge that sometimes it's easier to make that into a song. and that she right. helps people tell their story through a song. Completely new way of thinking for me. And I just thought,
yeah,
wow, I wonder what my song would sound like. Right.
Yeah. Like, I keep working on the words to my song. I can work on the words to my song, but I can't finish a fucking chapter in my book. But, you know.
And I got her workbook. I did get it.
Good.
Yeah. I'm going to start that.
Makes yeah. sense. I love what she does for the kids. Right. And this tour that she's going to be doing and her speaking engagement. She's just so much about her. And I mean, we could have spent like another hour with her and just learned more and more. I mean, yeah. now, you know, we have all these new friends that, you know, I want to see where they are in a year.
Right. I know. Then we had Nakoa. Love Nakoa. We were also guests on her podcast.
Yes, we were.
She's amazing. She's amazing. And she, her, when we recorded with her, hearing how she would, her corporate job was causing obviously physical side effects, right? Like she was going through it and dedicating herself as a complete career woman and then having to take a step back and really reevaluate what's important to her. That was really impactful for me because I tend to lose myself in my job and it can be very fucking stressful.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
I know you've been there. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Exactly. But my takeaway from her was like, I need to really rethink some things and make life choices because I want to be around for my son. And okay. so I did. I booked a doctor's appointment, a whole blood work. I'm making lifestyle changes because I want to be there for my child and I want to be there for myself and I want to show up for myself and take time for myself. So I owe that to Nakoa as being the inspiration behind pushing me towards that.
Yeah, I loved her episode because, you know, now that I'm a year into my, you know, getting better, healing. I am living my life by design, right? Like I am so fucking fortunate. I really am. I work 30 hours a week. I get full benefits. The owners of my company that I work for now love the podcast. And then I get time to work on the podcast, which is totally like my passion project. And I love it, right? I am living really my best life. And even my wife said, she's like, this is the happiest I've seen you in 20 years.
Wow.
You know, it took me to 60, early retirement, going through a bunch of shit. And then coming out on the other end. But I mean, man, fucking lucky. I'm so blessed and so lucky. And, you know, I get to do this with you. And this is so much fun. I mean, like you said, we learn something in every single
episode. Right?
Literally.
Like it's not even an exaggeration. We had Heather next.
Yes.
And I have to plug, I got to do it. I'm sorry, Heather. HeatherGraceSkincare.com. I was literally looking it up. Besides the fundamentals, I want to share with everybody that I ended up getting sick with COVID and I shared this with her and she got emotional on that episode, but her skincare was what I was doing as self-care, self-love, being sick with COVID, right? Like I was fucking like, yeah, I'll say it. I was depressed. I'm in quarantine. I can't see my baby boy. My husband's out there doing God knows what in the house, right? Like fucking cutting down trees. I don't know what he's doing. And I was completely, you know, in quarantine feeling like shit because you have COVID and you feel horrible and your body's achy and all this stuff. But every single night, I remembered Heather's episode and just her journey of accepting herself and loving herself and then turning her career like mindset into like her passion of skincare. And there was something about that I refused to go to bed without like washing my face with her stuff, putting the moisturizer. And it sounds like a commercial and I swear I don't mean it to be. But that was what I did, was I used her skincare because it's gentle and I fucking love it. And that was my self-care every night. And I would think about her episode as I was doing it. So
that is so awesome. So, you know, for my wife and I, we got some of the cayenne salve that is the shit. So we both have really bad arthritis in our knees. I mean, really bad. So we take gummies, but I was trying to like get away from those. So now I use the salve and I have a THC CBD cream that I put on top of that. I am telling you, within like 5 minutes, my knee feels so much better.
That's awesome.
Her, her products are amazing. Her story is amazing. She was so vulnerable and so open with us. And, you know, just everything that she went through, she left a career as, you know, in the HR field and followed her passion. And, you know, it kind of, we didn't quit our careers. You know, we still are following our passion, but, you know, being vulnerable enough to like do that, because, you know, it takes a lot of work to do that. And
it's not easy.
It's not easy. And like for us, our mission really was never about making money. It's just about, you know, sharing our journeys and, you know, the stories of those people that have similar journeys. But she just inspired us so much. And I love her products. And I just love her as a person. You know, we're friends on Instagram. And, you know, she's just good people.
Yes. And then after Heather, our last one, Ruth.
Ruth. Ugh.
Can I just literally the most, I think probably the episode I sweared the most in was Ruth. Her story. Holy shit. Look, here we go. The swears are just going to be flying. I just can't. Wow. Just wow. Like, I don't even know what to say other than what I learned from that is that it's important to advocate for yourself when you can find the words to do it, when you know what's happening, when you're able to articulate, when you find the right people that are there to help you. You need those people to be able to advocate for you when you can't do it yourself. Like, her story just was mind-blowing to me.
It was.
It needs to be a movie, for sure.
It does need to be a movie. And her persistence, right? Her follow-through, her, like, there is something wrong with me, fix me, right? And just the fact she went through, like, three different doctors before somebody could figure out the fuck was going on.
But she didn't give up. She gave up. She kept living life.
Right. She kept living life. And, I mean, that's truly, like, the message here is, like, if it's not working for you, fucking find another doctor. Find the thing that works for you. Because, you know, she turned her pain into paintings and writing, and
she learned her journey. Triggers, her boundaries. Yes.
Yeah, it's such a powerful season ender for us.
Yeah.
And then you and I got to talk.
I know. Look at us.
Look at us. But like, there was just so many lessons learned in this season, right? Like, everybody was super vulnerable, you know, hard on their sleeves, and just shared their stories, shared their journeys, their tips, their tricks, the tools that they use to get past some of the worst crap that they've dealt with, right? And it's being super resilient, right? Like, when I think of resilience, I think of Ruth. Fuck, man, she went through some shit.
I know.
She really did.
Which you guys hear it if you haven't listened to it and you're listening to this first, go back, listen to Ruth. But no, I mean, just thank you to each and every guest that came on this season and being vulnerable with us, sharing your life story with our listeners, teaching us about new techniques, encouraging just growth and passion, and don't be afraid to make changes in your life. And yeah, I mean, just thank you all for sending those messages out.
Yeah, thank you so much. And it's been such a great season. Season 6 is turning out to be an amazing season. Then season 7, season 8, we're booked. We're booked for recordings for a while.
So as we wrap up this one, where do you see us in a year?
Okay, I'm going to put this out there and then you can go and freak out later on. But we may end up being on like a syndicated show, like iHeart or Spotify. I don't really want to get to a video podcast because I like the anonymity that we have behind the microphone. If we did go to YouTube, I want us to be cartoonized because nobody needs to see this mug. All right. Yeah, I look 12, but you don't need to see me on a microphone. But I also see us going back and revisiting some of our guests, right? Like, I want to see where they are now. Like, I'd love to bring Pez back on.
Oh my God, please, let's bring Pez. We've been saying it for so long. We need Pez.
I, I want to bring Pez back on. I want to bring Kathmandu back on, mm-hmm. right? Like, he is finishing up his first year of college. Like, that's how so the crazy. Fuck did that happen?
I don't know. Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah.
All our kids are growing up.
And if any of the listeners have anybody you would want to hear back from again, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Just, you know, shoot us an email. Our email and everything is on our show notes. You can reach out to me on social media. We love to hear from you guys. So let us know what you want to hear, who you want to hear back from.
Yeah. And one last thank you to our listeners.
Yes.
For supporting us. Thank you to our friends and our family who support us, our mentors who reach out to us and text us every week just to see how is the podcast going. Like, thank you guys for encouraging us to continue on what we think is fun, but knew that would be helpful to others. So we just want to thank you to all the listeners who find value in this.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And, you know, we can't do this without you guys. We learn as much as you guys do on these episodes. Let's just continue to grow and let's keep normalizing how we talk about mental health, because it's such an important topic. And, you know, if you know somebody that's struggling, have them call or text 988. It's free. They don't require a name and they are so helpful. I'm here today because of them. So
good.
Hi, all. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm G-Rex.
And I'm Dirty Skittles.
Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. We'd love to listen to your feedback.
We can't do this without you guys.
It's okay to be not okay. Just make sure you're talking to someone.